Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Alabama. Thank you for your trust, your confidence. Your message of change is loud and clear.
So Tommy Tuberville last night, and it didn't take long for that win for Tuberville in the Senate primary runoff. We'll do more breakdowns on where the votes came in for Tuberville, which is pretty much everywhere, 64 counties that went for Tuberville yesterday and the AL1 race, and a whole lot more coming up in just a second. It is Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean. There's Dalton. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear from Rangeline to Hamilton. Also, is along Theodore Dawes Road and I-10. Highway 90, we're seeing no new wrecks in the roadways. Across the Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. Deep South Speedway is racing this Saturday night. The Great American Bash, it was canceled 2 weeks ago. You'll see seven divisions of dirt cars running, including the 604 and 602 late models. Find out more on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today, but look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Right, no big surprise. It is July. Warm start here, 78 on this Wednesday morning. We'll get more from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Also look at the tropics and a marine forecast for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo coming at the end of this week. It's all coming your way around 7:35. Plus, we'll be joined by Jerry Carl, who later, obviously, than the win that came in for Tuberville so soon, but got his confirmation about 10 o'clock last night that he was the winner in the AL1 Republican primary runoff. He'll join us to talk about that. And coming up at noon today, Congressman Bradley Byrne, who occupies the job right now for AL1, will review what happened yesterday. Plus, we'll talk about some Washington politics. All right, that didn't take long. Political newcomer Tommy Tuberville won the Republican Party's nomination for U.S. Senate, and now will be taking on the incumbent, Doug Jones, in November. Here's more from last night.
Thank you, Alabama. Thank you for your trust, your confidence. Your message of change is loud and clear. This is a great country we live in. I just talked to Senator Sessions, and he was awesome. He said, Coach, I'm all in. He said, I want to thank him for his service, for what he's done for many years for this state and this country.
I want to congratulate Tommy Tuberville. He ran a really firm, solid race. He was focused on his goal and on winning. He had a plan to do so, and he was able to do so. He is our Republican nominee. We must stand behind him in November.
All right, and there you go. I tell you what, just a side note about how, as much as we have challenges, how great our system is out there, that, you know, people fight it tooth and nail, and then when they don't win, they say, well, you know, back in this candidate, or it doesn't happen that way everywhere on the planet. No. I'll just point that out, you know. And I would argue that probably the bigger story is when this goes on in like a general election, but it's our system, and it's a good one, and appreciate it, because not everybody plays the same game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in both of those races, which were fought tooth and nail, lots of mud slung in the Senate race and also the Republican race for AL1. Both of the candidates that ended up losing, Sessions and Bill Hightower, in their concession statements, they had at least kind words to say about their opponents. And you're right, that's what makes our system beautiful. And it does happen for sure in Republican races against Republicans and Democrat races against Democrats. When it's a general election, we've seen stories in the past where people, you know, will not concede until they're forced to. But
I'm trying to push the positivity of, of let's get back to the, you know, fight it out, whether it be, you know, a primary or a general, and afterwards then move on. Also, yesterday... Now, great success for turnout yesterday. While some of us had thought maybe we wouldn't break 10% in turnout, 17.36% turnout. I know it needs to be 100%, needs to be 50%, but listen, we'll take what we can get. And that was, with all the questions about coronavirus and different voting and all this stuff, 17.36% I think was a win yesterday for turnout.
Yeah, respect to everyone that showed out yesterday. I was proven wrong, certainly. My cynicism, where I thought that maybe 5, 6% people would turn out across the state, way off on that. And it was good to see, you know, at my polling place yesterday, they were abiding by the new pandemic rules. Mm-hmm. And it took a little bit longer in the line to wait to get in there, but everything was nice and clean, and it was easy to vote. Watched my vote go through the machine, knew it was counted. Respect to everyone out there, all the poll workers that got out and worked yesterday. I think it was good to see. I mean, 17.6%, you just look at that number and you think, well, not many people showed up, but I think it was a good
better than it could have been.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Yeah, so Tommy Tuberville, 60.7% of the vote, very handily winning yesterday. Then in the AL1 Republican primary runoff, Jerry Carl with 52.3% of the vote over Bill Hightower's 47.7% of the vote. And it's interesting, as we looked at the breakdown of this last hour, this was a Mobile County thing for Jerry Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really winning big in Mobile County, but either losing or just barely tied elsewhere in AL1.
Yeah, you look at the total number of votes, and Carl got 44,294 to Hightower's 40,411. So he won by fewer than 4,000 votes. But in Mobile County, Carl had over 5,000 votes more than Hightower. So Mobile really pushed Carl through the finish line. Hightower won Baldwin County by around 500 votes, and then in the smaller counties that surround us with that had much fewer votes, Hightower won Escambia, Monroe, and Clark, and Carl won Washington County. But the story of that race is certainly Mobile County.
That's for sure. Also, as you go back and look at the Senate race, too, just the geography of it. So Jeff Sessions won only three counties in the state. He won Mobile County, Wilcox County, and Madison County up near Huntsville. So where he lives now, where he was born, Camden, Wilcox County, and that enclave there in Huntsville that loves him, and that was it. So all the other counties went to Tuberville. And when I was doing the live tweeting last night, which if you're new to the station, we always have new folks to the station during elections, you'll find us at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter, and that's one of the best places where we put up the election results and the information as it comes in. And that's where we're talking about it last night, that, you know, that Sessions early on, I was looking at it and I said, this is going to Tuberville early. And because so many counties in the Wiregrass in the southeast of Alabama that Sessions had won in the primary just back in March, he was not winning. County after county after county in the Wiregrass was going to Tuberville, and that was early on, and that was, well, that painted the picture for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, blowout win for the former football coach. Polls closed at 7. The first call of the race came at, I think, 7:32 our time from Decision Desk HQ. They called the race for Tuberville just about 30 minutes after polls closed. Associated Press called it not long afterwards, but a huge win for Tommy Tuberville yesterday.
All right, and you know, one of the other side stories here has been the Club for Growth's involvement in Alabama politics. Club for Growth candidates, 2 out of 3 winning yesterday.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be, that's, we were wondering what the influence would be. Number one, Tuberville, Club for Growth candidate, wins. And then AL2 Club for Growth candidate wins.
Barry Moore beats Jeff Coleman 60% to 40% of the vote. And then in the other Club for Growth race that we were just talking about, Hightower, it was a really, really close race, but Carl, the only one to buck the Club for Growth trend.
All right. So we'll talk more about that.
And also in the Democratic Republican, Democratic runoff for AL1, James Averhart beats Keani Gardner 56.7% of the vote to 43.3% of the vote. Averhart won in Mobile County, Monroe County, Escambia County, and Washington County. Gardner nearly doubled Averhart's votes in Baldwin County and also won Clark County.
Okay, that's the Baldwin County, the home county for Gardner, and Mobile County, the home county for Averhart. So all politics is local, even at a local level.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, 715 FM Talk 106.5. Quickly, we'll go through coronavirus numbers because this is significant, whether you look at us here in Alabama or neighboring states, continuing to have rising number of cases out there.
Yeah, nationally, 3.4 million total positive cases and over 128,000 deaths. Yesterday, 62,800 cases were reported and 736 deaths. There still have not been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th. And looking at the weekly average, we're averaging around 62,000 cases per day nationally over the last week, 689 deaths per day, and 713,000 tests per day. Here in Alabama, 56,441 confirmed cases now, and 1,136 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, Mobile County added 145 new cases and 7 new deaths. Baldwin County added 55 new cases and no new deaths. Madison County added the most new cases in the state for the second day in a row with 194. Madison very close to passing Tuscaloosa County for the fourth most number of cases in the state. Also, 1,673 cases added total for Alabama yesterday. Over the last week, we're averaging 1,597 cases per day. And big news yesterday, 40 deaths reported for the state. That's the most in a single day in Alabama. We're now averaging 18 deaths per day over the last week. Testing continues to ramp up. 9,500 tests reported yesterday. We're averaging right around 9,600 over the last week. But a disconcerting number, over the last 7 days, 16.5% of those test results have been COVID positive.
All right, and we'll come back here in just a little bit. A discussion about Florida as their number of cases rise. There's testing facilities that have been inaccurate.
Yeah.
In other words, wrong on their number of positive cases. We'll delve into that story coming up. Also in sports.
The NFL's franchise tag deadline today. Doesn't look like Dak Prescott or Derrick Henry are getting new deals from their teams. And the Atlanta Braves add a slugger to their outfield. I'll let you know who coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by LifeLock. If you're only monitoring your credit to help protect your identity, you could miss certain threats like your info on sale on the dark web. Good thing there's LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Get LifeLock now and save more during their special summer sale. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK. Sale ends July 20th.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The results are in. Following Tuesday's runoff election, former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville will face incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones in November. Tuberville defeated former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He took the race with more than 60% of the vote. Sessions has held the Senate seat for 20 years until he resigned to serve as Trump's Attorney General, but he was politically wounded by Trump's criticism after he recused himself from the Russia investigation. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl defeated former State Senator Bill Hightower in the race for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Carl's campaign team said Hightower conceded just before 10 Tuesday night. Carl will now face James Averhart in the upcoming general election. The Marine Corps veteran defeated Spanish Fort biologist Dr. Keani Gardner, winning 57% of the vote. A Mobile County man is in the Baldwin County jail this morning after he was arrested on multiple crimes. Spanish Fort Police Chief John Barber said Jacob Alexander Bunch was arrested on rape and sodomy charges following an alleged crime last year on the Eastern Shore. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
720 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL's franchise tag deadline is today, meaning the teams that have placed a franchise tag on a player have until 3 this afternoon to work out a long-term deal, but that player will officially be tagged for the 2020 season. Yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs were able to finalize one of those long-term deals with dominant defensive tackle Chris Jones. Jones and the defending Super Bowl champs reportedly agreed to a 4-year contract worth $80 million. The 26-year-old led the Chiefs in sacks in each of the last two seasons and is coming off his first Pro Bowl season. The extension comes a week after the Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes agreed to a record 10-year contract that could be worth up to $503 million. The Chiefs are now the only team in the NFL with three players making at least $60 million guaranteed, with Jones joining Mahomes and defensive end Frank Clark. According to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, the Dallas Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott are not expected to work out a long-term deal by this afternoon's tag deadline. Fowler reports that the Cowboys anticipate Prescott playing the 2020 season on the $31.4 million franchise tag. The Cowboys will have the option to franchise tag Prescott one more time in 2021 if they so choose. If that's the case, the former Mississippi State star could stand to make $37.7 million in one season. Another team unlikely to get a long-term deal signed with an offensive star is the Tennessee Titans. According to Adam Schefter, the Titans and running back Derrick Henry are not expected to reach a contract extension by this afternoon's deadline. After he led the league in rushing for 2019 and helped to lead the Titans to the AFC Championship game, Henry's scheduled to make $10.27 million this season and become a free agent in 2021. In baseball news, free agent outfielder Yasiel Puig is signing with the Atlanta Braves. Puig's been a popular MLB player, known for his colorful personality since defecting from Cuba in 2012 to join the LA Dodgers. He played in LA for 6 seasons before being traded to Cincinnati in 2018. He was traded again last season to the Cleveland Indians. The 29-year-old former All-Star batted .267 in 149 games last year. He adds an immediate boost to the Braves' outfield depth chart after veteran outfielder Nick Markakis opted out of the 2020 season earlier this month. In golf news, the PGA Tour is staying in Ohio for the second week in a row to play the Memorial Tournament beginning tomorrow. In a field chock full of superstars, no name on the leaderboard will be bigger this week than Tiger Woods. The Memorial will be Woods' first tour event since February 16th, when he played in the final round of the Genesis Invitational. After the tour was paused because of the pandemic, Woods teamed up with former NFL quarterback Peyton Manning to play against Phil Mickelson and Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady in a charity match in late May. Yesterday, Tiger explained why he waited so long to rejoin the tour.
I just felt it was better to stay at home and be safe, and just been at home practicing and being, social distancing and being away from a lot of people.
It was announced in early June that fans would be permitted at this week's tournament, but officials reversed course recently because of the increased number of coronavirus cases. The NASCAR Cup Series is at Bristol Motor Speedway for the annual All-Star Race tonight. With between 20 and 30,000 fans expected at the raceway, Bristol's set to host the biggest sports crowd in the country since the pandemic halted all organized athletic events in March. The Speedway has a capacity of more than 160,000. There's $1 million on the line tonight, and the stock cars will race with underglow lighting for the first time. The series will also race with the choose cone rule for the first time, which allows each driver to select the lane that they want to restart from following a caution. The rule is popular in short and dirt track races, but new to the Cup Series exhibition event. The All-Star Race begins tonight at 7:30 on Fox Sports 1. 7:24, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
By the way, grab the last tax tips here, brought to you by Myers & Byers. Today, if it crept up on you, don't worry. It crept up on a lot of people. Well, do worry. Today's tax day. Remember, they moved it, and today is the day, July 15th.
This Daily Tax Tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg Tax Tip. If you trade digital currencies like Bitcoin, then you've probably been struggling with all sorts of tax headaches. The IRS is closely watching cryptocurrency investors and actively auditing people who may not have reported all of their transactions. So be diligent in noting all of your income on your tax returns. Taxpayers have to follow basic rules that the currency is considered property, so gains and losses have to be reported on a tax return. If you think you may not have reported all of your cryptocurrency holdings in previous years, consult a tax advisor about how to proceed. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today, but look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Good morning, everyone, from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Accident free conditions continue. Nice ride from Foley into Gulf Shores. And again, if you're traveling from Loxley to Malbus and Daphne, the Bayway, the Causeway looks good, but they've got the radar 65 from Government to Spring Hill Avenue, so watch your speed. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, got you covered for lunch today. Pork chops, roast beef, meatloaf, and shrimp dinners, and what they're known for, all their free pass arounds, okra, fried potatoes, and all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. It's Lambert's Cafe in Foley. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams got a forecast coming your way just a few minutes from right now. And yeah, we'll look more into the story out of Florida, but they were, a handful of places here were reporting very high levels of positive cases for coronavirus, and then they did a little digging and
Because Florida's been setting records with the number of new cases. You know, you hear the headlines, they say more than some countries are even reporting. Mm-hmm. And they did a little digging, and a lot of these test sites, and some of them, you know, only have as few as 50, 60, 70 tests, but quite a few of them were reporting 100% or near 100% positivity rates. And then once the local news started checking in with these places, they said, yeah, it's more like 6% for us or 18%. So I'm not sure how much of a change in the overall numbers for Florida that would make, but certainly a mistake by a lot of these companies.
You do wonder if there's not somebody there that says, if they really made a mistake and say, hey, boss, our numbers are coming in like at a level not even close to anywhere else in the United States. Should we look at them again?
Yeah.
And make sure it's an idea.
And on top of that, one company that does testing made up 7,000 of the 15,000 positive cases on Sunday. There seems to have been a lag in the reporting for those numbers. So lots of things contributing to Florida's numbers.
All right. We'll keep focused on it by the numbers as we work our way through this. All right. Dr. Bill's on the way. Headlines from WKRG. And coming up in just a few minutes, Jerry Carl joins us. We'll talk about yesterday with him coming up around 7:38.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The results are in. Following Tuesday's runoff election, former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville will face incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones in November. Tuberville defeated former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He took the race with more than 60% of the vote. Sessions has held the Senate seat for 20 years until he resigned to serve as Trump's Attorney General, but he was politically wounded by Trump's criticism after he recused himself from the Russia investigation. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl defeated former State Senator Bill Hightower in the race for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Carl's campaign team said Hightower conceded just before 10 Tuesday night. Carl will now face James Averhart in the upcoming general election. The Marine Corps veteran defeated Spanish Fort biologist Dr. Keani Gardner, winning 57% of the vote. A Mobile County man is in the Baldwin County jail this morning after he was arrested on multiple crimes. Spanish Fort Police Chief John Barber said Jacob Alexander Bunch was arrested on rape and sodomy charges following an alleged crime last year on the Eastern Shore. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Hospitals are stretched. Transmissions are rising. The coronavirus is threatening the lives and livelihoods of Americans every day. Correspondent Rosa Flores is in Florida.
The United States breaking yet another record, reporting more than 67,000 cases in just one day. And Florida also breaking its record for the most deaths reported within a 24-hour period. As for hospitalizations across the country, nearly a dozen states reporting that they are breaking their hospitalizations this morning. This, as top experts across the country warn, that if these trends continue, the worst is yet to come.
Moderna has cleared a first phase hurdle of testing its experimental vaccine for the coronavirus. It will next move on to testing that involves tens of thousands of people. But that news has been positive on Wall Street, where the Dow futures are up more than 500 points at this hour. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. United Health Group reported second quarter profit well above expectations, but revenue came up short as premiums and services revenue missed under unprecedented temporary deferral of care during the coronavirus pandemic. Shares are down almost 1% pre-market. Zappos is testing a program to allow shoppers to buy a single shoe at a time or buy a pair in two different sizes. The Las Vegas-based online shoe and clothing retailers aiming the test said amputees and those with different foot sizes, and says shoppers have been asking for the new options for years. Travis County in Texas has voted to give Tesla millions in tax breaks to build a new car plant near the Austin airport. It hopes the billion-dollar gigafactory would eventually employ thousands. The electric car maker employs about 10,000 people at its only U.S. car plant today in Fremont, California. The Dow ended the session 556 points higher. The NASDAQ gained 97 and the S&P added 42. Futures are pointed toward a higher market open. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involved.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And a refreshing 78 as we get started this Wednesday morning.
A nice, warm morning, yes.
It's July.
We've got temperatures not quite as high as we had over the weekend, or especially on Sunday, but We're going to have quite a few showers and thunderstorms develop this afternoon. We've got a disturbance in the upper atmosphere that's going to help set off the rainfall activity. We got yesterday at the airport 1.46 inches of rain, and that brings the total now for the month of July to 6.28 inches, and we're only halfway through the month. So a good chance for some rainfall this afternoon. Temperatures, well, looks like about 91 for the high today. Tonight, the rain tapers off in the early evening, and we'll see a low tonight at least into the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, another round of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow around 90 degrees. Now, after that, high pressure will begin to build over our area. And so Friday, it'll be mostly sunny, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and we'll warm into the lower 90s. And for the weekend, well, Saturday looks like mostly sunny skies, but a few scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. And we're going to warm back up to near 95 degrees. On Sunday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and the high will be in the lower 90s. So it's definitely going to be a hot weekend with a few afternoon thunderstorms.
And you said the marine forecast looking pretty decent for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo?
Yeah, with that high pressure system building over us, we're going to see fewer thunderstorms, especially Friday and Saturday. And it looks good for the coastal waters right now. Friday, a northeast wind at 8 to 13 knots, and then southeast in the afternoon, seas just 1 foot. And then over the weekend, an easterly wind at 8 to 13 knots and seas at 1 to 2 feet. And those figures should hold all the way out to 60 nautical miles.
All right. That is great news. That's the break that we needed for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. And elsewhere, are you watching anything in the tropics?
Everything's quiet except way out in the eastern tropical Atlantic. There's a very large tropical wave so far. They have been unsuccessful in moving toward the Caribbean. We'll continue to watch this, but right now it's quiet across most of the Atlantic basin.
All right. I like it that way. Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and, of course, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. All right, let's welcome on to the show, not for the first time, for sure. And I'd like to point out, too, that the announcement of his candidacy for AL1 was made right here at FM Talk 106.5 and is joining us again after last night's vote totals were counted, and it was a win for Jerry Carl in the AL1 Republican primary runoff. Jerry Carl, thanks for getting up after, what, 2-3 hours of sleep and talking again.
Exactly. I haven't had much sleep, and my phone hasn't quit ringing. I think I've got about 300 and some odd texts to return before lunch, because I've got another small interview at lunchtime. But, Sean, I wouldn't miss a chance to get on your radio station.
Well, I appreciate you making the announcement with us and then going through the process of the primary and then getting to what none of us saw coming, a delayed runoff, moving it months down the road.
That was a tough, tough time period. So much happened to all of us during that 90-plus days. And, you know, to finally get it over with, I'm kind of like I'm trying to wake up from a bad dream. But we're ready to push on. Things are looking good for us. We've just got to, you know, focus on November, make sure we don't take our foot off the gas. We've got a Democrat opponent, and we have full intentions of here in a couple of days. In fact, I've got a meeting today with my staff. They're all in town, so we're going to put a plan together, and we'll start working it sometime next week.
Yeah, I always like to try to peek behind the curtains and see how things work. So help us here if you can. So what was your polling saying going into yesterday? I mean, there's polling we talk about on these shows, but y'all have internal polling.
We had a poll that showed us 19 points, and I didn't believe it. Club for Growth spent a lot of money, negative money, to tear us down. They did. How much they tore us down, I don't believe we were at 19 points at that time. I did trust that poll, especially when you got a two-man race to have a 19-point lead. Mm-hmm. It would be very odd, very unusual. So I didn't trust those numbers. I treated it as, you know, either we were losing or dead even. And I think my gut feeling paid off on that one. We just ran the best race we could. We tried our best to turn it to a positive state. especially in the last, I guess, week and a half. Club for Growth wouldn't give up. They just kept the negative, negative, negative. But, you know, ultimately we win. That's the big story here for me. That's what I have to keep telling myself. All the the mudslinging, and everybody's so tired of that. And I'm no different than anybody else, our families. But they pulled us down quite a bit. They really did. They beat us with their stories.
But, you know, you are the one non-Club for Growth candidate that won yesterday.
I am, and I hadn't quite figured that out other than I'm in favor with God. They put the most money against us to go on top of that. We haven't seen the final numbers, but it's going to be around $1.5 million that they put in negative ads just against us. And again, if most people don't understand, the negative ads are just to pull your numbers down. And they do work. They truly do work. So, you know, we started, the first numbers that came in had us at about 52%, and we held that number throughout the night. All the numbers we were getting in kept telling us 52-48. So
that's where it helped.
Sure, I'll tell you, I've got the most incredible group of people that are helping me, volunteers. We had dinner for everybody last night ready. I don't know how many people were there. I have no idea. A couple hundred people passing through and made sure everybody was fed. I mean, they stood in the hot sun for 10, 12 hours yesterday. That's just, that's unheard of. I don't know if I could do it. Some of them were much older than me. But just incredible people out there helping us tell our story, and they understand my heart. They understand the commitment I've got to South Alabama. I'm gonna make sure they're not disappointed.
You had your campaign just Jerry and getting that name recognition. It's interesting because looking at the breakdown of the votes, and yeah, 52.3% of the votes going to you, but you made big hay in Mobile County, that part of AL1, but it wasn't as easy in Baldwin, Escambia, and Monroe, and Washington, and Clark.
Well, so much of the smaller counties, not Baldwin County, but the smaller counties, our numbers showed us early that we were very, very strong. And I think that's where this negative ad stuff really hurt us the most. Baldwin County, we did better than we actually anticipated in many polls. So people like Hossmack and the mayors and the folks that come out and support us in Baldwin County, that tells us that really paid off and helped. And of course, Mobile County, you know, I've been here. I've been a part of the elected community here for the last 8 years, so everybody knows me. So we knew we had a strong base there. So, but we're excited. I mean, the election's over with. We won. We put all this negative stuff behind us. We've got another race in November that we're focused on. Today we'll obviously get that started. But, you know, we've got to win in November before we go to Washington. So we haven't won. We have won Republican nomination, and that's not a small thing in this district by no means, but it's not over with either.
True. But at this point, will you have Republican help from the National Party or out of Washington to for your campaign?
Well, let me see here. I got 268 texts before I went to bed last night from the time that it was announced. I have received phone calls from the chairman of the RNC. I think it's a phone call from the White House. I can't identify a phone number. I mean, it's just been a huge outpouring of support of elected officials outside of Alabama. So, yeah, I'm going to
paying attention.
Plenty of help.
Okay, the national
there's
is
help coming from everywhere. So, and we'll need it. You know, we'll need it. I especially need to develop those friendships and relationships that, you know, going into Washington, because they can show me so many shortcuts. And I've got a learning curve there. I've got to pick up on. I've never hidden that back.
There we go. We got a long road between now and November, but at least the primary runoff in the rear view. Jerry Carl, thank you for coming on with us now like you did
very
when you
quickly,
announced.
I met your mother yesterday. She is a beautiful lady.
Thank you. Yes, she said she met you as well.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's just in the odds of it. I said in the odds of all the places that you know, Jerry Carl would be and my mother would be, that y'all were in the same place at the same time. I was. I said, well,
yeah,
with the odds
I recognize your dad. I mean, I know him very well, but first time I met your mom, beautiful lady.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. So Jerry Carl winning the AL1 Republican primary runoff. And, yeah, getting to see Mom out there yesterday at the polling place, too. Here's the household I grew up in. I'm so very lucky. With what I do and my chastising of everybody to vote and all those things, what call did I get yesterday from mother? You're voting, aren't you, son? That's the kind of house I grew up in. I couldn't be luckier. Could not be luckier. So I come by this honestly when I push people to vote and I nag you to vote. It's how I grew up.
Yeah, and lots of mamas calling and making sure their children were voting yesterday. 17.6% turnout when we were expecting possibly much lower numbers. So that's good that a lot of people turned out yesterday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, 7:45 coming up. We'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Dalton's got sports and traffic on the way next.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
At the Willis Law Firm, we've analyzed the coronavirus stimulus package for tax pros and cons, and we're closely following all updates, changes, and guidelines. So if you need us, contact us at WillisLawPC.com. We're all in this together, so please stay home, stay safe, and stay strong.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways from Fairhope, Daphne, 9831. As you travel from Malvis to Spanish Fort, now across the Bayway and the Causeway downtown to the tunnels to the 1065 split, we're not finding any delays. Enjoy a day of summer fun with family at the Kids Golf Discovery Day. It's today at Bellingrath Gardens from 9 to noon. Sign up for a guided cruise on Fowl River. Find out the details at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 747 FM Talk 106.5. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And as always, we're talking inventory because it's changing every day, right, Larry?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we bought some other trucks yesterday that'll be here in the next day or two. So we'll get them online as soon as possible after we get them fully inspected.
And not only, you know, it's okay. It's my habit. I love to talk trucks with you. But, I mean, I don't want to be remiss and not talk about the SUVs and the cars, sedans, all that stuff on the lot.
We got a great selection of all of the above. You know, we got great gas misers. We got luxury cars. We got family cars. Like I said, we got the gas misers. We got Toyota Priuses. And we got a great selection of midsize and full-size SUVs, including third-seaters.
You know, you also added to your inventory on financing the other day, yet another lender on board.
Absolutely. We got a great selection of lenders, as always. We just keep adding to them because that's our job, is to get the best rates and best terms for our customers.
We'll give people directions to come see you.
Highway 98 Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby, check it in. Coming up, Dalton's got sports and headlines from WKRG on the way.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The results are in. Following Tuesday's runoff election, former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville will face incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones in November. Tuberville defeated former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He took the race with more than 60% of the vote. Sessions has held the Senate seat for 20 years until he resigned to serve as Trump's Attorney General, but he was politically wounded by Trump's criticism after he recused himself from the Russia investigation. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl defeated former State Senator Bill Hightower in the race for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Carl's campaign team said Hightower conceded just before 10 Tuesday night. Carl will now face James Averhart in the upcoming general election. The Marine Corps veteran defeated Spanish Fort biologist Dr. Keani Gardner, winning 57% of the vote. A Mobile County man is in the Baldwin County jail this morning after he was arrested on multiple crimes. Spanish Fort Police Chief John Barber said Jacob Alexander Bunch was arrested on rape and sodomy charges following an alleged crime last year on the Eastern Shore. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
751 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL's franchise tag deadline is today, meaning the teams that have placed a franchise tag on a player have until 3 this afternoon to work out a long-term deal, or that player will officially be tagged for the 2020 season. Yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs were able to finalize one of those long-term deals with dominant defensive tackle Chris Jones. Jones and the defending Super Bowl champs reportedly agreed to a 4-year contract worth $80 million. The 26-year-old led the Chiefs in sacks in each of the last 2 seasons. The extension comes a week after the Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes agreed to a record 10-year contract that could be worth up to $503 million. The Chiefs are now the only team in the NFL with 3 players making at least $60 million guaranteed, with Jones joining Mahomes and defensive end Frank Clark. According to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, the Dallas Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott are not expected to work out a long-term contract extension by this afternoon's tag deadline. Fowler reports that the Cowboys anticipate Prescott playing the 2020 season on the $31.4 million franchise tag. The Cowboys will have the option to franchise tag Prescott one more time in 2021 if they so choose. If that's the case, the former Mississippi State star could stand to make $37.7 million in one season. Another team unlikely to get a long-term deal signed with an offensive star is the Tennessee Titans. According to Adam Schefter, the Titans and running back Derrick Henry are not expected to reach a contract extension by this afternoon. After leading the league in rushing for 2019 and helping to lead the Titans to the AFC Championship game, Henry is scheduled to make $10.27 million this season and become a free agent in 2021. In baseball news, free agent outfielder Yasiel Puig is signing with the Atlanta Braves. Puig has been a popular MLB player, known for his colorful personality, since defecting from Cuba in 2012 to join the LA Dodgers. He played in LA for 6 seasons before being traded to Cincinnati in 2018. Puig was traded again last season to the Cleveland Indians. The 29-year-old former All-Star batted .267 in 149 games last year. He adds an immediate boost to the Braves' outfield depth chart after veteran outfielder Nick Markakis opted out of the 2020 season earlier this month. And in college news, the SEC announced Tuesday that it will postpone the start of volleyball, soccer, and cross-country competition through at least August 31st. In the statement, the SEC announced that the delay in competition will include all exhibition and non-conference games, and that schools must determine whether to cancel or make up those non-conference matchups that are affected by the postponement. The announcement comes after conference officials met Monday in Birmingham, where Commissioner Greg Sankey reiterated that decisions regarding football would be made later this month. 7:54 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today, but look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our man Jeff Ford joins us here in just a few minutes. Analysis of last night's stats there. He was doing his own Twitter accounting, and he'll join us to talk about it in just a little bit. And then also coming up at noon today, Congressman Bradley Byrne is going to join us for the hour, for the noon hour. A lot to talk about with him. I'm going to get his perspective as, you know, he was, at least early on in our area, the favorite to take the votes in Mobile and Baldwin County and elsewhere. And then, of course, losing in the primary and just wondering what he thinks would happen if you not had Sessions in the mix, all that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the win for Jerry Carl and the fight ahead for the AL1 seat. Some tips maybe from him and what's going on for AL1 right now in Congress and what's happening in Washington. We'll talk to Congressman Byrne at noon today.
Yeah, the president got a couple big wins in those races yesterday with Tuberville winning here in Alabama, and he had another win that he endorsed a candidate out in Texas. But it was a win for Byrne yesterday, too, as he endorsed Jerry Carl going into that race. So it'll be interesting to talk with him and see his take on what all went down yesterday.
All right. And also coming up, we'll continue to talk about this school thing. And if we can't fully get into the discussion today because all the other things going on, we will keep this discussion going. We asked this question, online opinion poll question here, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, which, by the way, it's my buddy Trey, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. But the question, do you feel safe sending your children back to school this fall? Very interesting, the breakdown. So we asked this question two places. And this, I wonder what the tell is here. On our website, fmtalk1065.com, 94% of y'all say yes, you feel safe sending the children back. And I don't have the number in front of me right now, but it was fewer people who had confidence on our Facebook poll. So we did the same poll we did over on Facebook, where Leanna puts all the great emojis in and graphics and all that stuff. Makes it look fancy. Fewer of y'all over there said you were confident in sending your kids back to school this fall. A lot of the country doesn't feel like, even I think nationally, 53% of Republicans said they didn't feel safe sending kids back this fall. We'll have that discussion as well. But it's all politics, all scorekeeping, and game winning coming up next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The results are in. Following Tuesday's runoff election, former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville will face incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones in November. Tuberville defeated former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He took the race with more than 60% of the vote. Sessions has held the Senate seat for 20 years until he resigned to serve as Trump's Attorney General, but he was politically wounded by Trump's criticism after he recused himself from the Russia investigation. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl defeated former State Senator Bill Hightower in the race for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Carl's campaign team said Hightower conceded just before 10 Tuesday night. Carl will now face James Averhart in the upcoming general election. The Marine Corps veteran defeated Spanish Fort biologist Dr. Keani Gardner, winning 57% of the vote. A Mobile County man is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning after he was arrested on multiple crimes. Spanish Fort Police Chief John Barber said Jacob Alexander Bunch was arrested on rape and sodomy charges following an alleged crime last year on the Eastern Shore. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141.